As Rabbi Yana Yoni said, you need a Gemar Malach of the Bayis, only something like by grace. That there's no gathering by itself, it's only Lachilo. Mashenki and the Gurin, there you gather together in the Siloam, so that's called the Gurin, there you'll have a Chiyah for Shumas the Maitris. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechon Odom b'mechuber v'shor b'tolish. We found so far that Odom, that a man when he's working, a poyo, he's allowed to eat from the fruits, and the same thing is shor b'tolish. Rashle fastem shor b'dishoy. The Pasuk says when you have your shor yach threshing your wheat, you're not allowed to muzzle him. That's also halacha when the shor is working, you have to let him eat. So far we have two places. A man, that's the poyo that's working, when he's working with it, whatever he's working, he's allowed to eat from it. And what in the shor also? So Ashkechon Odom b'mechubur, v'shor b'tolish. Now Odom b'tolish minolon. How do we know, like we had before in the Mishnah, when a man is working, gathering together the olive, or gathering together the grapes, even after they were picked off the tree, also he's allowed to eat from it. As long as it wasn't the Gemara Malacha yet, he's allowed to eat from it. How do we know this? The Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kal v'chayma mishor. It's the Kal v'chayma from a shor. Umar shor shein awaycha b'mechubur. Just we don't find anywhere that a shor is allowed to eat. When he's working, b'mechubur, things attached to the ground, oycha b'tolish. When the shor is dash, is threshing wheat, he's allowed to eat from it. The master is not allowed to muzzle his ox when he's threshing. He has the right to eat. If so, Odom, a person, a worker, shoycha b'mechubur. Now we have the pasuk kisava b'kerem yecha. When a worker goes into somebody else's vineyard and works there pulling off the grapes, while he's pulling off the grapes, he's allowed to put it into his mouth. He's allowed to eat. If so, ain't a din shoycha b'tolish. Isn't it for sure a svara that a man should also be able to eat even after the grapes were pulled off? As long as he's working to gather the grapes together to bring them home, he's also allowed to eat. Demarno, malu shor shkenat the mitzvah achasim osoi. No, a shor, when it's working, you're not allowed to muzzle it. There's a law to muzzle it. But to yom the yodim shiat the mitzvah achasim osoi, like we had before. Well, true, normally a worker is allowed to eat when he's working. But if you make up a condition with him, I do not give you any commission to eat, I'm only hiring you if you do not eat when you work, you're allowed to do that. There's no law of chasima by an Adam. There's so maybe a man cannot eat when he's working betolish. That's not true. Therefore, we don't know yet. Now the Gemara says, but let's say that there should be a law that the master is not allowed to stop the worker from eating from it, mid-yiraisa, mid-shore, learn it out from shore. Umashore, just like when you're working with your own ox. Shiyatim mitzuv le'ach yoisoi. If your ox is dying, there's no mitzvah in your eyes to save him. You have no mitzvah to keep him alive. Still, when your ox is working for you, you're not allowed to muzzle him. Bishas is working on food. If so, Adam, another person, if another person is dying, another Jew is dying, there's a mitzvah to save him. Lav dafka dying, if he's very poor, there's a mitzvah to help him out. Is Einar Din, isn't it for sure then? That's for sure there should be a law that a master is not allowed to, like, tell his worker, you can't eat from the fruit that you're working on. Samura says, true, there's such a smara, but Omakro, the Pasuk says, like we dashing before, Kinafshecho, that the poyo, the worker, is like the master. Kinafshe shall poyo, manafsho, just like the master himself. In Chasam to Potter, if he makes up, he himself will not eat when he's working. Af poyo, the same thing if you have a worker. In Chasam to Potter, if you make up with your worker that when he's working on your olive tree, you're not allowed to eat from it, you have a right to make such a condition. Therefore, Adam is different than Shor. Now the Gemara asks, if so, you can't learn out Adam from Shor. If so, the El Adam betolish minolon. How do we know that a man can eat betolish? How do we know a man can eat from fruits that's already picked off the tree? If he's working now, taking the grapes to the house, to bring in the grapes in, how do we know he can eat from it? On Makro, the Pasuk says, koma, koma, beis pomim. Says the word two times. Rashi says, Kisavoy b'komas v'yecha, and then it says, Al komas v'yecha. In Neinu Inyan liyodim b'mechubur, if we have one pasuk already, that a man's allowed to eat when he's working, picking off the fruit off the tree, when it's still mechubur, now we have one pasuk. If so, to Neinu Inyan liyodim b'tolish, use the second word, koma, teach us that even if your job is not to pick the fruits off the tree, but after the grapes are picked off already, they're on the floor, now your job is to bring them home, you're also allowed to eat from it. So from the second word, come, I know, even betolish, a man is allowed to eat. Bishas is working. No. Rabbami Yomar Rabbami says, Odom betolish l'sorakru.
that a worker is allowed to eat from the fruits, the shas he's working, even though it's already picked off already, I don't need a pasuk. Ksiv, it says, ki sovo b'kerem reyecho. When you go into your friend's vineyard, mi lo yakinon she'esochro l'katev. But the pasuk says, Sam, anytime you go to the vineyard, even if you were hired only to carry the grapes, that means the grapes were already picked off. It's already tolish. Still, the pasuk says you're allowed to eat from it. And the Yom Rachamon Aleichu, the Torah says you could eat from it. So kids, here I know you could eat from tolish. Now, shor b'mechub b'minolon. How do we know if you have a shor that's working on mechubur, you have a shor, let's say, that's plowing wheat, while the wheat is still mechubur? How do we know when the shor is plowing the wheat, you're not allowed to muzzle him? Kal v'choyim b'mayodon, the kal v'choyim b'mayodon. Umar odom, shayin v'oich b'tolish. Matach, we don't have a parish apostic that a man could eat b'tolish. Oich b'mechubur, for sure the Torah says it could eat from mechubur, is so sure. Shoycha b'tolish is often a pasuk that says, le'sachtem shor b'dishoy, is eino din shoycha b'mechubur. Isn't it a throw for sure he can eat when he's working b'mechubur? Mor says, no. Ma'al liyodim shkenat ha'mesuv lach yoysoy. You can't allow a shor from an odom. An odom is a mitzvah to keep him alive. So yom ha'bishor shayat ha'mesuv lach yoysoy. But by a shor, there's no mitzvah to keep him alive. So you can't allow shor from an odom. Now the Gemara says, but why don't I say, v'yehei shor mitzuv lach yoysoy? Why don't I say there's a mitzvah tesei to keep your ox alive? If you see your ox dying, starving, there should be a mitzvah to keep him alive. Now she has a kavachoyma. Uma odom she yasim mitzvah achesim osoy. Madach bein odom. That there's no law to make up a condition that he's not allowed to eat when he's working. You're allowed to make such a condition. Still out to mitzvah lach yisoy, there's a mitzvah to keep him alive. It's so sure. She yasim mitzvah achesim osoy. So sure that you are mitzvah, you're not allowed to, you can't muzzle him when he's working. Isn't it a svara for sure that there should be a mitzvah tesa to keep him alive? Or makru, and this the pasuk says, v'chai ochi chaimach, that there's a mitzvah to keep your fellow brother alive. So we darshin ochi chavloi shor, you only have a mitzvah to keep a brother or your soul alive, and not the shor. So now the Gemara back. If so, v'yelu shor, the mechubim minolan. How do we know when you have your shor working, plowing a wheat that's growing still? How do I know you can't muzzle him? On Makro, the pasuk says, Rayacha, Rayacha, Beis Pomin. Emeinu winyu liyodim b'mechubur, that we do not need the extra pasuk by odim that he keeps when he's working b'mechubur, because we have a pasuk already, Kama, his soul to Nuinyu lishor b'mechubur. Use it to teach us that even when you have your shor plowing b'mechubur, also you're not allowed to muzzle him. You have to let him eat. Ravina says, Lo yodim b'tolush, for lo yishor b'mechubur tzricha kro. Both of them do not need special psukim. Not that an odim can eat betolush, and not that a shor you can't muzzle him b'mechubur. Why? Just say the pasuk says, Lo yisach som shor b'dishoy. You're not allowed to muzzle your ox when he's working, when he's threshing the fruit, the grain. Michti, kol nili yisnayu b'chasima. Everything is in this lava b'chasima. Rashi says, Koy ma'korkach shor lav davko. V'chol shor b'emes yisnayu. P'tos chasima. Any animal, the shas is working, you're not allowed to muzzle him. The yafin and shor shor mishabes. The Gemara says, Yafinan Shor Shor Mishabbat. So it says, Lestachim Shor, but Yishoy does not mean only Yishor, it means any animal. In Canaan, so, Lichter Rachman Loy Sidosh, Bechasima. Let the prophet just say, Loy Sidosh Bechasima. Shor, the Kosa Rachman Lomeli. Why do I need the extra word here, Shor? Sheep, it means all types of animals. So why does it say the word Shor? The Gemara says, Le Yakushay, Choysem Lenechsam, Benechsam Lechoysem. It means to make a hekish. The owner to the shore, and the shore back to the owner. Now, wherever a man has an issa, the shore has an issa. And wherever the shore has an issa, it applies to the man also. So, ma choysim oicha b'mechubur, just like what choysim is la the man, is la rit, on peiris at mechubur, af nechsam, fencing the shore, is also oicha b'mechubur, could also eat when he's working, plowing wheat. O ma nechsam, just like the shore, oicha b'tolish. That the Torah says clearly, Lefachsem Shor V'dishoy, when your shor is threshing the wheat that was already pulled off already, that you're not allowed to muzzle the shor, is Av Choysem, the same thing the man, Oicha B'tolish, he's also allowed to eat B'tolish. If he's working, gathering together the grapes, or gathering together the tefuah that was already pulled off, he's allowed to eat from it. So the kids, I do not need a special pasuk from this pasuk of shor itself, I make the Hekish shor Lodom. Turn around, boy, word like this. Daish. Turn up on a Daish. Ma Daish Meyuchid. Dover Shigdula Karka, something that grows off the ground. Ovashas Gemar Malacha Perlechaboy, and Bashas Gemar Malacha, the prayer of the worker, is allowed to eat from it. Is called Shigdula Karka, anything that grows out of the ground, any type of grain or fruits or vegetables, like we had before, Perlechaboy, that a prayer of the worker is allowed to eat from it. If you hire somebody to work on your field to take off the grapes, take off the fruit, bring in the vegetables, so a poyel is allowed to work from it. The yotza goes out from there, ha choylev, if you're milking a cow, via machavet yamagre, and you're cheesing the milk, you're making cheese, shen yidule karka, that milk or cheese does not grow out from the ground, via in poyel echavoy. Then the poyel has no right to drink the milk without asking permission from the balabos. The Torah only gives a poyel a right to eat from the fruit by something that grows out from the ground, but not something like milk and cheese. Here's a poyel has no right to eat from it. For the Gemara, Lomeli, what on this pasuk from the deep from Daish? Michisava bekerim reyechanafka. I learned that from the other pasuk. Michisava bekerim, mashmoni kerim, only things that grow. Smart itzrich. No, I need the pasuk Daish. Sarko Daish. I mean, I would have thought to say, Hirlik ziv koma, l'rav is kol bali koma. Since we have the fourth from the word koma, we learn out not only a zayis, not only a kerim, but any type of a growth, anything that's standing, the poilos lari from it. So maybe the rabbi is not immediate the lav gedula karkaninu. Maybe it's even coming to include also things that do not grow like cheese or like milk. Kamash malon. That's one need to be from Daish. No, only something that grows out of the ground. Then a poil is allowed to eat when he's working with it. But not if you're working with cheese or milk. Then the poil has no right to eat from it. All right, turn over. Talmud says, Tani, the ground of Grosh like this. Daish. What's the pasuk say? Daish for threshing. Ma Daish, Miyuchid, Dovish, Shebishas, Kamar, Malocha, Poilechaboy. Something that at the Shas, Kamar, Malocha, when you're working on the field to bring it in, so then the poil, the worker is allowed to eat from it. Av Kol, Shebishas, Kamar, Malocha. Any type of a work that has to do when you're working with the final fruit, bringing it home. Poilechaboy. Yotze goes out from this. Hamanachesh, Vishumim, somebody just pruning, pulling out the bad garlic, or with Vitzolim, pulling out the bad onions. If you're not pulling off the good onion seeds, you're only pulling off the bad ones to throw away, and the good ones you want to grow well, so that's not called the Gemar Malacha, then the poil has no right to eat from it. Hoyo v'yen Gemar Malacha, since right now this is not the Gemar Malacha, you're only pruning it now that it should grow better. The Gemar Malacha will be later when you pull off the teeth. So right now the worker has no right to eat from it, has no heter hatera. Is ein poil oichobem, the poil cannot eat from it. For at the Gemara, normally, what do I have to make this Rosh for? Mivel kel yechol esite nafka. The pasuk says that the worker has no right to put it into his own kelim. He can't put it into his suitcase and take it home. But what does he have to do with it? He has to put it into the bala buses packages and take it home. So you see, we're talking about fruits that's been taken home to eat. But the pasuk has to say you can't take it home for yourself. So I know already it's only a heter for you to eat it, b'shas gemar melucha. Someone says, lo tzricha, the chiddush is, afa gav de kol mashlif, kitini, mi ben yalimi, even though you're throwing away the small ones from the big thick ones, Rashi says, yesh pepitzolim, shem estasrin, v'lo iya gassin li'elam. Some onions stay small, they never grow bigger. V'akur v'noisai balaz tzibis. V'yok v'noisim v'en agdolim, you pull them off from the big ones. Le'achiv mokam, to let there be a lot of place for the big ones to grow. Now, the ikahashpin is similar kel yeshabalabayas. Now, these small ones, you're not going to throw them away because that's the gemar mloch of the small ones. Like here, you're doing two in one. You're pulling off the small ones, true, to make more place for the big ones. But these small ones are finished. It doesn't grow anymore. So you're taking these small ones home. So I would have thought to say then that the poyos la teach from it, kamash mlano, that since this is not the ikah gemar mlocha, you're only doing this mainly to make more space for the big one to have place to grow more. So that's not called the Gemar Malacha. Kamash one, he can't eat from it. That's why I need the Pasuk of Daish. That has to be a total Gemar Malacha. Tan Yidik, one another Braisa. Daish. Ma Daish Miyuchad Dover Shanigmar Malacha Lameister. It wasn't the Gemar Malacha Lameister. It wasn't brought into the house yet. It wasn't finished yet. Poyu Loicha Boy. Then a Poyu when he's working. He's not eat from it. Av kol shanigmar malacha l'maaser. Anytime the fruits before it's gemar malacha l'maaser, poyel oichaboy. Yotzer goes out Ha'boidel b'tamarim of the gregorus. He'd be just separating the dates and the dried out figs. Ho'yel v'nigma malachta l'maitha. Since it was already, nigma malachta was already brought into the bayis. There was a gemar malach already. Then the balabos wants to separate them. And poil loichaboy. Then the poil has no right teeth from it. Too late already. For that work, you have no right teeth unless you get permission from the balabos. For the gemara ivotanya will learn. Ha'boidel b'tamarim of the gregorus. Somebody separating the dates and the dried out figs. Poil loichaboy. It says the poil does have entity from it. So it's a sira. We just said no. Here it says yes. Omer ha'popo, kitan yohi, v'tuchoni. Here we're talking about small ones. It says, tomorrow royim, shem is bashtun bilon, u'machnisim akiyam v'kli shakapa tomorrow. And you put it into your basket, and there it becomes better. So it says there, now before it became ripe completely, if you separate them there, they're allowed to eat. Because that's before the Gemara Malacha. Now these are bad dates that it only becomes ripe in the basket. You have to put it in the basket. It takes a long time for them to come ripe. So before they're ripe, it's still potter from Trumas and Maestros. That you'll have this heter, then the poil is allowed to eat from it. Tanya, to run another brighter. Dayish. Ma dayish meyuchid dover shlenigma malachta lechala. It's something that you don't have a chiyav chal yet. You didn't make it into dough yet. Who poil loichaboy. It's afko dover shlenigma malachta lechala. You didn't make dough out of it yet. Poil loichaboy. Yotze goes out from here, halash. If somebody is kneading dough, you're a baker. You're working by the baker. V'yamakate v'yoyfa. Shenigma malachna l'chala. Since dough was made already, it's mechuyiv in chala. Shein per lechaboy. If you're working by the bakery, you have no right to eat from the cake unless you get permission. Otherwise, you have no right to eat Torah. Since it's already mechuyiv in chala. Yeah. What is this chiddush for chala? We know from the first drasha. It's nigma malach to lemaiser lekasha. The chutzlar has kinyan to leka maiser. Talking about a chutzlar, there is no maiser. The yoke chala nami leka. In chutzlar has no chal either. Of course, if it's a shvel, according to Rabbanan, there is no elo liyerlam borit. For lekasha, the sheva shekivshu, the sheva shechukul. The first 14 years they came into Eretz Yisrael. The yom amar sheva shekivshu. The first 7 years they were capturing. The Sheva Shechukah, the next 7 years they were dividing up Eretz Yisrael, Nischaivu B'Chala. At that time they were already Mechuyiv in Chala. But V'loi Nischaivu B'Meiser. They were not Mechuyiv B'Meiser. For the Gemara, Mida, Meiser, Gorm is a totally a Meiser. Kamam Lovaka Gorm. These are only proofs. At what time is the fruit called the Gemara Malacha that the poil can't eat from it? It doesn't really mean the Yisr is Chal. El Radam Ravina. Korach, wrap it together, but something like this. Daish. Ma daish miyuchadav shenigma malachta lemaiser ulechalo poil lechaboy afkosh shenigma malachta lemaiser lechalo poil lechaboy he boil you poil mar shehaviv or v'yoichem could a poil like roast the food there and eat it meyadik kadav madav racher aloy we have the food the grapes you can't dip into salt and eat it you have to eat it raw so does it have to be raw completely or maybe roasted is okay toshma rishon balabayis last case poil lim yain v'shloyoch lanovim harbe. So lachshurei gavla can boil it. To make the person well, that's good. He can boil on lachshurei peramai. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding daf pei tes amar aleph from the bottom. Gemara says like this. He boil you. I have a question. A shadow like this. Poil mal sheyahavev bior v'yoichel, or poil that's working by a balabos. So the loch is if he's working, we had before, Bishas Gemar Malocho, he has the heter, he's allowed to eat from the food, but only from the food itself and not with the Dover Acher. You can't eat the Yanovim with other food because it'll taste too good and it'll make you eat more and more. So the question is, can you take the food that it's working with and like roast it in the fire to make it taste well? Is that also, is that called Anovim V'Dover Acher or not? Is it called like grapes in some sauce and something else? Or maybe not. Here there's no other sauce involved. You're only making the food itself taste better by roasting it. So the question is that also a muta? Toshma coming here. It says, Risho, Yibalabayis lahashko is poyalim yayin kidei shelo yoichlu. Anovim harbe. That the balabos, when he hires his workers, he's allowed to first make them drink a lot of wine in order that when they work by the grapes, they won't want to eat grapes. And the same thing, Rishoyim Poyalim, Litfo Pitum Betzir, a worker, before he goes to work, is allowed to take his bread and dip it into tzir, into some gravy.